But it was really hard, you know, having a father who is a head of state at the same time, who seemed to be respected and sometimes feared by some people. It was kind of tense at times to approach him as a dad to ask for certain things. He was very open-minded and quite welcoming all the time.
How was it to grow up at Stedhouse, bodyguard school and all that kind of thing?
I would describe it as an executive prison. It was quite exciting at first when we first went there. It wasn't as luxurious as people might think it is, because if you had to go out, you needed to give kind of notice, like 2 weeks notice if you wanted to go and visit a friend, if you want to go to a movie, you need to give notice.
And so how has it been to actually adjust to normal life?
Normal life was tough after State House, because still people had that notion that, oh, yeah, the president's child. At work, it was hard because people did not expect you to fail. And at the same time, you could not achieve, like, do very well, because they'll think that maybe favoritism.
And what are your views about Zimbabwe soon after independence?
The first few years of independence, some of us were still quite young, but memories of before and after independence are quite vivid as well. Things seemed quite well because there was more of like separation of power between the presidents and government. So I think that kind of stabilized the whole environment and decisions could be made in a more structured manner. Whereas now everything has become so centralized. Harare became the fastest growing city in Zimbabwe, and all the other provincial cities were at a standstill, which I think wasn't such a great move.
And what do you think about the current state of Zimbabwe?
Times are hard. What I tell people is that we can't keep on crying over spilled milk. I think there's a lot of healing that's needed initially. A lot of conflict, a lot of wounds are still open and people don't want to move on. Those things, it's hard for a nation to move on when those things are still open. So we need to really try and find closure somehow so that we can start moving forward as a nation. There's need for a common vision amongst Zimbabweans. One political party has a different ideology to the other. Even if it's like that, it's important to have a common national vision, like economic development vision, that everybody can agree and say, listen, this is where we need to be going. Even if we disagree on A, B, C, D, but let's have some key points that we can look at in terms of moving forward. I think the main problem really is to do with accountability and transparency. We need to hold people who are in leadership more accountable for their actions and decisions. And right now, it's a bit hard with our institutions quite partisan-lined. We have a partisan-aligned kind of police force, army, even to a certain extent our justice system. And I mean, once we have a system like that, it really is hard to challenge certain individuals in a society in terms of demanding certain changes.